All right. Once again, we are so excited to have our young people. We are going to begin with Brother Xavier Tulock, one of our young men. And I know he was involved in Bible quizzing for several years. He did a great, great job. His father was a coach there as well, helped us tremendously. And we're excited to have him now about to share some things with us. Brother Xavier, are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right, sir. Go right ahead. Take your liberty.
Well, praise the Lord, church. I just want to say good evening to you all. I'm just going to take a quick few moments here to just talk about how thankful I am to finally get to go to church. It's been a weird 2 months since the whole pandemic and quarantine stuff started. It's been rough for me a bit for schooling since everything's been moved to online. Since I don't have that atmosphere at the school to study, I just kind of want to, at here in my house, I just kind of want to be laid back and not do much. And the same also goes for church. I know in the past we've been having services online, and although I was participating, I didn't really feel as much as I would have if I was there at the church physically. I know that God can move in other places other than the church, but there's just that special atmosphere that we feel at the church where everything's so easy to do. And being quarantined for the past few months has constantly reminded me just how much I've sort of taken going to church for granted. And I just want to reference this chapter in Psalms, Psalms chapter 96. Funnily enough, Brother Vic mentioned about me being a Bible quizzing. I think Psalms chapter 96 was one of the chapters that we had to memorize one of my years. But then again, I could be wrong because a lot of the verses here sound very similar to each other in Psalms. Anyway, Psalms chapter 96 starts with, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. And then going down to verse number 6, it says, honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. And just coming back that Sunday morning to church and being in the choir to sing one more time, it just made me realize just how much we needed each other. We needed to be in the presence of our saints. We needed to be deeper in the presence of God in his sanctuary, because strength and beauty are in the church. We get strength and beauty when we come to church physically. We get it from fellowshipping with other saints. And I'm just so grateful to God that he allowed us as a church to come together one more time. And I hope that I'll never lose this feeling and go back to that state where I was taking church for granted again. And that's all I really have to say. Thank you.
And it was a great thing that you had to say, Brother Xavier. That was powerful. Strength and beauty in the sanctuary. And I hope I never lose this feeling. We all need to have that attitude. That's amazing. That's awesome. Thank you, Brother Xavier. And I know that right after you, we're going to be hearing from Sister Naomi Tulock, and I believe Brother Xavier is going to pass the phone right over. We appreciate Sister Naomi's sweet spirit, and she's always has a beautiful smile on her face and just a great attitude about her. We look forward to hearing from you now, Sister Naomi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, you sound good. Go ahead and speak up.
Well, praise the Lord, church. Tonight, I just wanted to share a portion of scripture that has helped me incredibly throughout my life, and I hope it will help you, some of you, in the future. If you could please turn your Bible to Luke 15:20. And he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. If we imagine ourselves as the son and Jesus as the father, it is just so powerful, because no matter how much we have sinned, no matter how dirty we feel, no matter how far away we are from God, he is still there looking for us and waiting for us to come back to him. Even if we run away from him and live a life of sin, he will still have mercy and grace upon us, and will even celebrate that we have repented and put away our pride in order to come back to him and ask for his help. The father did not put any blame upon the son, and he did not scold the son after coming back. Instead, he welcomed the son with open arms. Once you come back to God, he will be the first one to welcome you back into his kingdom, and he will not let you feel as if you don't belong with him anymore. God is a merciful God, and we should not let our pride, embarrassment, or shame get in the way of our own salvation. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, so you shouldn't feel ashamed to ask God for forgiveness, even if you had been away from him, because God will always be waiting for you to come back to him. Since he has been so merciful towards us, we should listen to what God has to say in our life, because he always has a plan for us. And that's all I wanted to say for tonight.
And that was a mouthful, Sister Naomi Tulloch. Your mom and dad must be proud right now. You must be beaming with joy and pride, Brother and Sister Tulloch. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost here, church. This is powerful. The Bible says, out of the mouth of babes, and we're hearing some powerful. Sister Naomi just delivered a message of repentance and restoration tonight. This is amazing. This is awesome. Wow. Well, with that said, we are going to be moving on now to Sister Sapphire. And I know that she's with a group of our young people, and she's going to be using someone's phone. So for whoever is going to be allowing Sister Sapphire to use their phone, I need you to go ahead and unmute that line right now, because we want to hear from Sister Sapphire and make sure she is on the line. So please do so now, folks.
Okay, hello?
This is Sister Sapphire?
Yes, this is.
All right. Sapphire Saavedra, I believe I said her last name properly. It is good to hear your voice. You come in loud and clear. Go ahead and share with the Lord what you have on your heart tonight, Sister Sapphire.
Okay, thank you. Well, praise the Lord, church. I'm going to read this poem that somebody had showed me a couple of days ago, and it really, really touched me, and hopefully it can touch you, and hopefully you can relate to this. So here it goes. It's called Footprints. One night I dreamed a dream. I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. From each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. When the last scene of my life shot before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. There was only one set of footprints. I realized that this was the lowest and saddest times of my life. This always bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about my dilemma. Lord, you told me when I decided to follow you, you would walk and talk with me all the way. But I am aware that during the most troublesome times of my life, there is only one set of footprints. I just don't understand why. When I need you the most, you leave me. He whispered, my precious child, I love you and will never leave you, never ever during your trials and testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you. Well, you know, right now we're going through this crazy pandemic, and right now might be a sad and low times in our life. You know, some of us might be feeling lonely, you know, or some of us might be going through a hard time, you know, maybe losing our job or anything like that. And I want everyone to know that God is going to carry you through no matter what. So my story is this. My mom had me at a very young age along with my dad. My dad wasn't really in my life, and my mom supported me all my life. But I truly believe that God carried me to this church, and he gave me a refuge that I can have for my saddest times and the lowest times of my life. God gave me a refuge to come to. And he filled me up with the Holy Ghost and gave me a good future, a future that I can depend on, someone that I can depend on.
Yeah.
And that is my testimony. But God gave me people in my life as well to help me during my times. But most of all, God carried me through these times of my life. And no matter what times that you're going through, God will carry you through the whole way. And I believe that once we came back to church, our services have been so powerful, so anointed, and I truly believe that God is going to carry us all to Revelation, and God is going to carry us all to where we need to go, and he's going to help us through these hard times right now. One thing that I did want to say is that we need to fight with the right weapons. We need to fight with prayer. Sometimes we might find ourselves upset, and we want to use our tongue, and we want to tell someone how we feel. We want to yell at the person that might have hurt us, or we just are so frustrated we feel a certain way. But the only weapon that we can use is prayer, and let God carry you through this way. Let God carry you through these saddest times in your life and these lowest times in your life. Depend on God, because I did that and God carried me. But that's what I wanted to say. But I also wanted to thank, you know, Brother Vic and Sister Courtney and our pastor and pastor's wife for just making this all possible, for, you know, making it possible for us to do this devotion and the rouse. Thank you so much for doing everything that you can to make this possible. But that's what I wanted to say, and hopefully this can help some of you that are going through a hard time, or look back and look at, wow, God did carry me, and you know, he helped me through all these times that I was falling, or that were my lowest times or saddest times. But that's it. Thank you.
Once again, very, very good, Sister Sapphire. Your words belie your age. Your wisdom is far beyond your years, young lady. And what a powerful, powerful testimony. Once again, church, our youth have so much potential, ability, and talent. And we heard that from Sister Sapphire once again tonight. Thank you. Thank you again. And with that said, we are looking forward now to hear from Brother Israel Razo, who is on the line, I believe. Now, if you're on the line, Israel, go ahead and unmute it, sir.
Can you hear me?
We hear you loud and clear, Brother Israel. Go right ahead, sir.
All right, great. Praise the Lord, church. It's funny, this is somehow more nerve-wracking than speaking in front of the church in person. At least to me it is. I want to start by saying that I love my church very much, and I love my youth group as well. I just want to talk about something from my heart. I feel happy and blessed to know God, especially in the confusing times that we are living in. We have to realize just how blessed we are to know the God that we serve. There are plenty of people that secretly long to give God a chance and that secretly want to go to church. They secretly desire a personal walk with Jesus, but change feels scary and jarring to some people. The world offers its solutions that only feed into our egos and increase our insecurities and dependency for vanity. Those things often only leave us depressed, though, and unfulfilled. But the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, is rich and it's vivacious, it's alive. It gives us power and discernment, freedom and purpose. It lives on the inside of many of us, and it can live on the inside of all of us if we'd only make the decision to live for God. As the world changes and the matters of the world get more and more intense, I believe that the church and its influence and power of the message that we preach will also intensify. And to our young people, don't approach this lifestyle that we live half-heartedly. Some of us older young people know what it is to be lukewarm or to fall short of the grace of God, and there were times in my life where I was taken back by my own apathy. I pray every day that I never lose sight of what our church stands for. The world says to take risks, but there's safety and fulfillment in living for God. I don't doubt that there is a paradigm shift that's just on the horizon for our church. And I'm excited for the near future, and I'm looking forward to being a part of what the youth that changes the way people look at our church, the way that people look at our belief system, the religion that we follow. What we have to offer is so great, we just have to make sure not to let the time that we think we have escape us before we know it. And there's one more thing I wanted to say, and this sort of just hit me today randomly while I was praying for the youth group, and I don't know who it's for specifically, but if it does apply to you, take it by all means. The world will often take something that we know to be a difficult to manage and negative aspect of our human nature and market it back to us as something acceptable or positive. Doubt is one of those things, okay? Doubt is something that often unifies the secular world. Some schools of thought, whether it's scientific or academic, political or otherwise, special interests, they thrive off of doubt as a unifying factor because everybody has doubts and because some people bond as a result of those doubts. And I'm not saying that we as the church are perfect, but doubt can also be a destructive force. It can destroy your character and it could tear down the faith of others, especially when there are doubts about the church and what we believe as Christians. Don't let your doubts become your identity, young people. And never let doubt tether you to a person who's going to bring you down. Everybody has doubts, but what matters is what you do with them. Take them to God always. Talk to your pastor. Assurance will only come through prayer, fasting, and reading your Bible. And that's all I have to say.
And it was a great thing that you had to say again, Israel. Church, you've heard it. I don't need to comment too much on this. You've heard it with your own ears. Yes, there's talent, ability, and potential in our youth group, but you also heard experience, substance, and character that is developing in our young people. And I just continue to get more and more excited that every time I heard one of our young people talk, not just tonight, but in recent days and weeks, we see the work of God that is taking place in our church and in our young people. This is exciting. And I can't finish up this night without sharing this brief testimony with you. Last night, as the young people were together after their prayer meeting, some were out in the fellowship hall having a bite to eat and having fellowship. But there was another group inside the church, so I'm going to name them. There was Giselle, Cecia, and Joseph on the microphones. They were our praise singers at around 10:30 p.m. last night. And then there was our two, Lavina, on the drums. And there was a brother, Daniel Martinez, on the organ, singing and playing the organ. And as I walked in there and I heard them, boy, they were getting down. That praise is coming back now. And they were just having church. And it was such a good spirit of joy and liberty that I felt. It was a powerful, powerful thing. Church, we have been blessed with a great youth group, great youth leaders, and brother and sister Aurel and Sean and Jeannie Thaler as well, helping. We are blessed. Church, why don't we just take this anointing and this excitement that we're feeling right now, why don't we just thank God right now and for what he's doing with our young people. Lord Jesus, I thank you for all those that spoke tonight, Lord God, and those that we've heard in recent weeks. I'm asking you to continue to bless, Lord. Continue to develop this substance and the character that we're seeing beginning to come out of our young people. I know you're going to continue to use them in a great and mighty way in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Church, with this anointing and this excitement that we're feeling, let's carry that on over to our service tomorrow morning. We want to see everyone there, 9:30 a.m. prayer, and our service will begin at 10 a.m. We want to see everyone there. Praise God. Have a great night. Amen.